Some of the strongest objections to Iraq's interim constitution can be summed up in a sentence. As Iraq's majority group, Shiite Muslims don't want minorities to be guaranteed too much power. They warn it could lead to the breakup of the country. Shiite leaders say they're especially unhappy with the powers granted to ethnic Kurds. But when NPR Steve Inskeep traveled to northern Iraq, he found the Kurds are also ambivalent about the plan.
Other Iraqi cities may echo with the sound of bombs, but in Sulaymaniyah, you're more likely to hear the sound of a bulldozer. This one is digging out the basement for the headquarters of a mobile phone company. Nearby, markets and malls are under construction. A new public library is decorated with Roman columns and an entire wall of glass. Foreign investors are fueling a building boom in Iraqi Kurdistan, including the investors who financed the phone company run by Farouk Mustafa Rasul.
Yes, we are partnership with the Al-Wataniya of Kuwait and the United Gulf Bank.
As the cell phone company chairman speaks, his own cell phone rings constantly. He's been talking to more foreign investors, hoping to round up the capital to build more offices and departments. The Kurdish economy was growing even before the war, when this region was effectively independent from Saddam Hussein's rule. To keep that economy growing, Farouk wants one thing above all. Political stability, he says. That desire drove Kurdish politicians as they negotiated portions of the new Iraqi interim constitution. The Kurds get to control a so-called federal area where they may continue to keep their own armed forces. They even get veto power over possible changes in the constitution. Other Iraqis warn the Kurdish powers could lead to civil war. But Barham Saleh, the Kurdish prime minister for this area, contends that the Kurds also gave up something dear to them.
The irony is that Kurds were portrayed as demanding more after the removal of Saddam Hussein, but in fact it was the opposite. We have lived in a situation of political independence of Baghdad for 12 years.
Now Kurds have to rejoin the rest of Iraq, a move that Saleh considers good for stability, even though many Kurds oppose it. The walls of some Kurdish offices are decorated with maps that show Kurdistan as a distinctively separate part of Iraq. Dozens of these maps are sold every week at the Jihan Bookshop, a crowded store where the owner, appropriately enough, is named Saleh Kurdi. Can you show me the map of Iraqi Kurdistan?
Hey, my friend. And every city in color. This Sulaymaniyah in yellow.
Saleh Kurdi says that to him, this map is not a dream. It's a reality. The map shows Kurdistan is much larger than the area Kurds now control. There's a movement to seek a referendum on Kurdish independence, and one of its leaders, Halkat Abdullah, says many Kurds are not happy that the interim constitution failed to give them that extra land.
It contains not all the wishes which the Kurdistan people like. In one way, they become skeptic about the future of democracy in Iraq.
By the way, there's a second map of Kurdistan, one that shows it taking in vast Kurdish regions of Iran, Turkey, and Syria. This month, Kurdish nationalist demonstrations led to arrests in Iran and deadly riots in Syria. In arguing for the Kurds to remain part of Iraq, Kurdish Prime Minister Barham Saleh finds himself in the uncomfortable position of arguing against Kurdish nationalism.
This is creating some political trouble for us within our own constituents, but this is the essence of democracy, and we have to give in on certain things and to work with other Iraqis to really solve these issues.
Kurdish leaders are betting that in the end, their constituents care more about improving the quality of their lives than about political boundaries. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.